Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and we're going to start today's show with some music from the West Coast. I've been trying to educate myself to the West Coast jazz scene, and that led me to Harold Land, a great tenor saxophone player from back in the 60s. We're going to start out with a couple tracks from Harold Land. From the album West Coast Blues, let's listen to Terrain.
Thank you. took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Classic jazz from Nat King Cole. You just heard Straighten Up and Fly Right. That goes back to 1943. And before that, we heard from Wes Montgomery, perhaps the greatest jazz guitarist of all time. From the album Tequila, we heard Bumpin' on Sunset. And then we started out this show with two tunes from Harold Land Sextet from the album West Coast Blues, a 1960 release. We heard Terrain to start off the set, followed by West Coast Blues, a Wes Montgomery composition. That band features Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Joe Gordon on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. Recorded in San Francisco. We're going to keep to the West Coast, but bring you up to date with a great alto sax player. And the group you're about to hear is kind of the core of the San Diego jazz scene. It's Christopher Holliday on alto sax, Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, Rob Thorson on bass, and Tyler Krutel on drums. From the album Dialogue, this is Kiss Me Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ah, yes, a great sound, a modern sound from guitarist Andrew Renfro from his latest release, Run in the Storm. And we know Andrew Renfro from his days in Hartford, Connecticut, where he went to school and developed his chops at the University of Hartford Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. And the name of that track is 1998. Although that album was released in 2021, featuring Andrew Renfro on guitar, Braxton Cook on alto saxophone, Tabor Gables on keyboards, Rick Rosato on bass, and Curtis Noasad on drums, a young modern quintet. And before that, Christopher Holliday from the album Dialogue. Christopher Holliday, great alto saxophone player from here on the West Coast, San Diego. We heard a track entitled Kiss Me Right. We're going to continue on now with a trumpet player, one who I really admire, and I know him back from the Boston days. He splits his time these days between his home in the state of Washington here on the West Coast and teaching and playing in Boston and New York as well. He released an album back in 2020 called The Concert, 12 Musings for Isabella, and that is for the 12 pieces of art that were stolen from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. And he wrote a piece to coincide with each of those pieces of art. We're going to hear the first track on the album. It's entitled A Lady and Gentleman in Black, which is a Rembrandt painting that inspired this piece. So let's listen to Jason Palmer. Thank you. Jason Palmer from the album The Concert, 12 Musings for Isabella. You heard A Lady and Gentleman in Black. And that group has some of my favorite modern jazz musicians, including Jason Palmer on trumpet, Mark Turner on tenor sax, Joel Ross on vibraphone, Edward Perez on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums. And I was inspired to play some Jason Palmer after seeing him here in San Diego in a group that was led by Mark Turner, and it was a great concert. And Mark Turner and Jason Palmer, as you heard, the horn section in that last track just blew it out of the water here when Mark Turner's group came here to town. We're going to finish up with another track from Jason Palmer. He's known for leading the jam sessions at Wally's, a jazz club in Boston, Massachusetts. He's been doing that for many years now, and he put out an album called At Wally's, Volume 1 and 2. We're going to hear from Volume 1. This is a track called At Ease. This group is Jason Palmer on trumpet, Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Max Slight on guitar, and Simon Wilson on bass, and Lee Fish on drums. And that'll about do it today for today's show. I'll be back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for listening, folks.
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.